السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. This is the last day I will be in Al-Quds, Jerusalem for Ramadan 2024, Ramadan 1445. Going to Masjid Al-Aqsa is a blessing. And one of the things that Ramadan has helped me to resolve is my fear. Knowing that in this month, Allah granted the most amazing blessings, especially to the believers that fight for justice. Just look at the Battle of Badr. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 5,000 angels to support them and aid them in their fight during the month of Ramadan. Imagine having this steadfastness throughout your whole life, trusting Allah, having tawakkul of Allah, and being sincere in your faith and reaching your goals because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your helping friend, your protective friend, al-wakil. I seek to continue to grow in this journey as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me a servant of Him. Resolving my issues do not come from me, they only come from Allah. I just want to be clear that Ramadan is about worshiping Allah and realizing that you cannot resolve your issues alone. Only Allah can resolve your issues. And Allah makes it easy for you to become your best self by way of understanding your flaws. When you're able to resolve the things that make it difficult for you to exist, the things that make it difficult for you to love, you're able to actually come to an awareness of what you need. And all you need is Allah. No one else. No one else can give you what Allah can give you. And that's what Ramadan resolves for me. Every time I fast, every time I worship Allah, every time I focus my full attention on Ibadallah. And I'm so grateful for that because after every Ramadan, I feel pure, I feel clean. I remember, alhamdulillah, atatakarun. I remember what my ruh, my soul needs. And it just needs Allah, nothing else. To feel complete, to feel whole, to feel safe, to feel protected, to feel like I have a friend, that I am loved. Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful for that. And I pray that you see this as an opportunity to grow and expand who you are as a human being, to always love the expansion of who you become by way of love, by way of support, by way of understanding, by way of ilm, by way of resolving your issues only for the sake of wanting to get closer to Allah. And the only way you can do that is by depending on Allah. By depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can resolve your issues. And Ramadan is the first place I start. And after Ramadan, it just gets better and better because I start to see the fruits of the labor of Ramadan and how those issues are resolved, how the things that I thought were complicated are actually not, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides me with openings after Ramadan. And we have so many more months to look forward to receive the barakah of those months. But this month is all about ibadallah. And as it comes to a close, if you are having Eid today or you're having Eid tomorrow and you're listening to this, know that Allah wants you to win. Allah wants you to replenish, to resolve everything that you need to so that you can become closer to Him and so that you can be the best servant you possibly can be. And that is why I love Ramadan, because it resolves so many of our issues that we think we need to fix on our own. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fix those things. And Allah has the most beautiful names, and we should recite them, and we should call him by His beautiful names. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.